The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Stain.
Every Tuesday, we like to talk about internal and external health and beauty. Joining us, we have our knower of all things concerned with those two. She is a qualified makeup artist, many years in the industry, session stylist, as well as esthetician. Morag Stain, welcome to the Silver Edition on Star 919.
Thank you very much.
It was a big intro, friend. Big intro for you today, hey?
Thank you for that. I feel very, very special and loved.
Good.
So today is quite interesting. Because I think we all kind of feel crashed down at this time of the year. And we're all thinking, I know for me, I'm already thinking about my beach holiday in January. And like, what am I going to do with my hair? What are we going to do? And today's segment is really for the guys and girls, and for the thems and the theys, of course. And it's really about four key trend directions that are really going to influence everything in 2023. Yeah, so it's from makeup to ingredients, to colors, even packaging for hair and skincare products. So the first one is, it's called New Natural.
Okay.
So the New Natural trend obviously includes makeup and skincare ingredients, with really sheer formulas. And if we think, like, for those that are on TikTok, if we think of the glazed donut skin, I know it's a bit of nails to have glazed donut nail done, but this really, it's going to work from the inside out. So like eating clean, more vegetarians, more vegans.
Plant-based.
So it's really all about that overall clean look. And it's characterized by hydrated skin and also, funnily enough, slicked back hair. So I've seen on Instagram quite a lot that there's a lot of influencers putting hair masks in and actually leaving it in the whole day. So it forms like a gel effect on the hair.
Okay.
You know, you keep your mask in the whole day and you kind of move on. And that, again, guys can do that as well. So as I said, it is taking over social media platforms. The next point is that the hashtag clean look actually has over 93 million views on all social media platforms. So this is really where the Gen Z is. You know, as we know, TikTok, it's a space to share tutorials. And one thing that I've found is hydration drops. So I've spoken about it before, where we use serums for our lymphatic, you know, self facial massages. It's all about illuminating foundations.
Yeah.
So no more matte looks. And also, it's about guys wearing makeup now as well. So if you have some dark circles under your eyes, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using a little bit of illuminating foundation, which gives more of a skin look on the, you know, more like a natural skin look. And totally cool for guys to do that. The new lip glow oils, so a lot about like a lip stain oil are really coming back. And once again, for guys as well. So if you see guys, you know, walking around with like pink stained lips, it's a total, total vibe.
What I find so interesting about this is that, first of all, that the trends are not coming from big brands and labels on the runways anymore. It's now almost being forecast by everyday people that have a platform on social media. And the other is that we're stepping away from very thick, cakey makeup, you know, where it's like seven layers. You can't see your skin from like even with a microscope. It's so far down. Now we're going to the more natural, and that's because we don't like the fake. It's more authentic, more closer to natural. Yes, there's probably products involved, but it's to enhance as opposed to hide and cover up, which I think is a I think it's a vibe. I'm here for it.
And totally, and it's. I think it's. I mean, it's more about real people actually trying these trends and seeing that they are working, which is great because I think it's really going to give brand perspective in the new year to come. It's not really about what our packaging looks like or how expensive the product is. It is really about, is it actually working on our skin?
And accessible.
As I said, we've spoken about ice globes. We've spoken about the skin slugging before. And it's really, as I said, it's going to take us through into 2023. And I must say, I felt quite like, oh my God, I'm on top of the trends when I read this trend report, because I've actually spoken about it all before. So I was like, oh, nice pat on the back. And then there's something quite interesting called skinification. So skinification focuses on the skin, you know, obviously looking after your skin, but also the skin lays a really good part for foundation. So whether it be makeup foundation, whether it be, you know, you want to do a full glam look, or whether you're a guy and you just want healthy looking skin. So the moment, and that's why I say this trend almost focuses on the internal as well. We know if we drink alcohol every day, if we smoke cigarettes every day, our skin is going to get dehydrated. It's just one of those things. So once again, with makeup, products are introducing good for you ingredients that act as a dual makeup and skincare product, which is really great. So like a lot of two-in-one products coming in. And also, as I said before, a lot of sheer formulas that allow the skin to shine through. And then one thing that I'm sure everyone should know by now is that Hailey Bieber said that her standard when going to bed at night is that if her if her skin is not looking like a glazed donut, then she's not doing the right thing.
Just from her saying that,
it's like this glazed donut trend exploded. And that's also where the skin slugging comes in. So it's all about hydration, hydration, hydration. And obviously, one thing that I really liked about this is really making use of sheet face masks and eye masks. I swear by them. I do a sheet mask at least 3 times a week. And we're talking about the face mask, not the COVID ones, you know.
Right.
What I love about face masks and the under eye masks is that it's instant gratification.
Okay.
They work quickly and you really see like...
And they're not that expensive. Like you can pop into a Clicks or a Dis-Chem and grab some good ones.
I'm not going to mention any brands on air, but I do love, there's quite a big range at Dis-Chem and they on average like anything from 30 to 60. So they are really affordable. And I think if you can pop one into your routine, you know, weekly for now, it's really going to make a big difference to your skin in the, you know, for the long run.
Especially in Joburg, because the air here is so dry.
Now.
It's so drying. So like to hydrate, you can't go wrong. Okay.
Then the second one is Nocturne. So I quite like this trend because it's almost like you're at an intersection of, you know, when you I'm going to go out. Okay, I'm not going to go out. Okay, yes, we're going out. Mm. And the cool thing of this, I like to say a night luxe trend, is that it really introduces that whole indie sleaze kind of fashion vibe.
Oh, what, like the heavy eyes?
Pardon?
Like the heavy eye makeup? From like
the heavy eye makeup and also quite like graphic makeup. So if we think of series like Euphoria, it's very much that like expression of city nightlife, but also to wear in the daytime, which is quite nice. And I think with like the Gen Z generation, we're seeing it more and more. So it's almost like if you went out the night before and you didn't wash your face and you woke up and you added like a holographic highlighter, that would be the look.
Okay. All right, yeah, so a bit grungy.
I'm for it. It's grungy, it's minimalistic, and it's almost like vintage in a way. So it's that whole like Kate Moss trend coming back, that 90s, you know, on Tumblr, where Tumblr was like an art form.
Yes.
So yeah, all of that like sleaziness is coming back. So we're talking glitter eyeliners, glitter gels, crimped hair, you know, that 90s Spice Girl hair is coming back. I'm here for it.
Sure.
And then also fish, like nice fishtail eyeliners where it's the double line on the end and not the single one.
Funnily enough,
thin brows are coming back as well. And that's for guys and girls.
No, I can't.
They're very thin, like Pam Anderson. I'm not for that. I've had mine microbladed, so they're not going anywhere for the rest of my life. But it's fun, you know, and I think it's just about self-expression going into 2023. It's just do what you feel, and it's all about the glitters and the glams, and I love it.
Love that. All right, we've got some more trends coming your way. Morag Stain giving us the latest scoop on what we can expect as we go into 2023. Stick around. It's Star 919 on the Silver Edition. All right, in case you missed out on part one, we're talking about the trends you need to be aware of going into 2023, because can you believe it? We are halfway through October already. We've chatted about the new natural, how it's all about hydrating your skin, slicked back hair, minimal makeup, fresh color. A little bit, not controversial, but a little bit... on the other side with that is if you are going to be wearing makeup, like the grungy, heavy eye, a little bit like day to night, night to day. What did you call it? Indie sleaze is sort of a look that people are leaning towards from the early 90s. What else are we expecting as we wrap up 2022 more?
Third one is Futura. Mm. So it's like going future. So I'm so obsessed with the metaverse, okay? Like, really, I'm obsessed with it. So as we begin to venture into the metaverse, I almost feel like the beauty industry has really adapted quickly. So if we look like, and unfortunately none of these products available in South Africa, but NARS has recently collaborated with three female artists, and they're actually creating NFTs. So completely, you know, out in the cloud. And it's inspired by the iconic NARS Orgasm product line, which is, it's sensational. Clinique has joined, Elf Cosmetics has joined, and they're all really experimenting with NFTs. So it's really something to get into, because Rihanna has recently filed for a trademark to sell Fenty Beauty products as virtual cosmetics. How cool is that?
How does that work? How am I going to use something that's virtual on my face?
It's there in the cloud.
No, but I want it on my face.
I know, but I have it, so that's it.
Okay, I have it in the cloud, but not on me.
The whole metaverse, to me, it's like all about having things that you could never have in the real world. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. Like, it's completely weird. But I must say, I am quite obsessed with it. So it's all about also experimenting a collective desire to escape. And I think that's where, like, the whole gaming thing comes in as well, where, like, everything online is trending so hugely. And I think it's, like, just about embracing that surrealism, you know? But also things that are trending on NFT platforms are sort of images or, you know, virtual makeup apps. I know L'Oreal has a virtual makeup app where, you know, you put a picture up of yourself, you upload a picture, and then you can basically like explore the different colors.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool. So I've seen a lot of things like colored eyebrows, so as in like having red eyebrows or purple eyebrows, in like illustrations and on real people. As I said before, holographic highlighters, and then jelly nails. So also, like, you know, that those jelly sandals that we all wore as kids.
Yeah.
So those, like, that nail trend is coming back, where it's just a little bit of glitter on the nails. Silver eyeshadow, metallic eyeliner, and then eyeline stickers, which are really cool. And I hate to say this, and I hate to say it on air, but they do have them at all the Chinatowns in Joburg. Eyeline stickers. OMG. They are the best thing ever. It's like, it's literally, it's a sticker that you stick on your eyelid and it just stays there. Amazing. And
I've
it's a perfect liner.
Way.
And you get, like, all different ones. You get like zebra print ones and all fun color ones and all of that. So yeah,
that's good.
Because
my hand
to get for the festive season.
Yeah, if it wasn't for a professional makeup artist who did like the line and whatever, like when I do it, it just doesn't work. And I'm that person who's stretching the eye, which I know you're not supposed to do. Never works. So I think stickers is maybe a really good, really good way to go.
And listen, like, I'm just going to say it now. I cannot do a winged liner on myself. I cannot.
Okay.
Those people out there who can do a liquid liner on themselves, I respect you so much, because I know the time that you've put into perfecting that. It doesn't just happen. You literally have to practice it every day.
Hat goes off.
And the last trend is the Verano trend. Mm-hmm. So it's all about reconnecting with nature. We've spoken about it quite a lot. I feel like throughout the year already, where we spoke about forest bathing and the Shrinyanbuku meditation. So it's really about like reconnecting, finding the solace in the waves, sort of, you know, finding more meaningful ways to connect. And really, I think it's also good to kind of escape the challenges of modern day living. So we all need to meditate, we all need to get into nature, and also we need to find rituals or regimes
habits,
for our skin, for our body, for our mental health that really work with us and can like create a harmonious way forward. And then also, last but not least, going into December and Jan, as I said in the beginning, it's all about the beach look, which I'm loving. So I actually did my hair yesterday and I've gone a lot blonder. So I'm getting ready, as I said, for Jan. And it's all about like textured hair, minimal makeup, bronzed skin, sea-inspired smells, or something that you can put in your hair. It's actually called sea salt spray. Mm. It literally smells like the ocean. Like you're spraying the ocean in your hair. It's amazing. And it's all really about like embracing that beach look. So I always, if I think of that, I always think of like these random people that are just living in Bali,
yeah,
and how good they look, and their skin's always like sweaty and glowy and they just look good. And so I'm kind of like embracing that vibe in my mind. And then also think of like mermaid wave hair, aquatic smelling perfume. So I know, I think it's Dolce & Gabbana that has this light blue fragrance, which also like it reminds me of like tropical, you know, island vibes. And then a big thing for the summer season are sunscreen sticks. So never forget your SPF. So these are really cool because you don't need to rub the sunscreen in your hands. You just kind of, you know, it's like a prit.
Yes.
Like a blue stick that you kind of like just, you know, rub over your face. And some of them actually have illuminators in them now as well, which is really great. So it kind of gives a nice reflection on your skin. And also things to look out for with this trend is eco-friendly packaging. So biodegradable packaging. It is so important for the planet. And also conscious beauty. So making conscious decisions of like, and you know me, like I'm very much a home DIY person. I don't have 500 products that I use on my skin. So I kind of look for products that have multiple uses to them. You know, if I wash my face, will my makeup come off? You know, those kind of things. Mm. So things like refillable lipsticks as well. A lot of brands are doing that now. And as I said, aquatic perfumes and then your sunscreen sticks are the biggest things for 2023.
Amazing. And if you want to rehash any of this, you can jump onto Morag's website. She's got a blog that she updates weekly. Join the mailing list. It can get mailed to you as well at www.moragstain.com. We'll also put this up on the podcast star919fm.co.za if you want to have a re-listen. As always, Mor, thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And we'll do this again next week, same time, same place.
Yebo.
The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Stain. Let me upgrade you.